A last five and five, another look at the library, and some pickle news on today's School of Podcasting's morning announcement.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Well, hello, and welcome to episode number 71 of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. Thanks for tuning in. Check out the School of Podcasting at schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to check out our show archives, that's at schoolofpodcasting.net. And of course, if you'd like to contact me, my email, schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Or you can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. On the show, we've got an announcement. We want to get you prepared for February and some insights into some promotion that I think would really work. It's kind of a repeat, but I've got some first-hand information on this one as well as a last five in five. So thank you very much for tuning in. Really do appreciate that. So the first thing I want to talk about is what is being billed as the biggest podcaster contest ever. And what it is Podcast Pickle at podcastpickle.com. They're going to release a new version of the site. They're calling it Pickle 5. And what they're going to do is they are going to release a bunch of hints at the site. And you'll hear more about this in February, but they're going to have little hints all over podcastpickle.com. And you'll search around, there'll be different things in different shows, things like that. But check this out. I mean, you could win like $500. You could win a 6-month subscription to the schoolpodcasting.com, an Xbox 360 button. Let's see what else is going on here. Hats, shirts, a free poo-poo player for your site, a signed copy of Tricks of the Podcasting Masters. That's from Mer Lafferty and, of course, Rob Walsh of Podcast 411. Free tuition for audiocourses.com. 2 bottles of Entertainment Secret Throat Relief, a voiceover package. I mean, it goes on and on. 500 color business cards. It goes on and on and on. And then, check this out. You can have your promo played on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I mean, probably 30, maybe even 50 podcasters have agreed to do this. So it's very, very cool. Very cool contest coming up. So I wanted to get you aware of that because February is 12 days away. So now the other thing, about this is this is one of those things that people may or may not remember. And I don't know about you, but the $500 sounds really, really good to me, being the fact that I started college this week and I put out $521 for books. So keep an eye on that starting in February. And that was the other thing I wanted to talk to you about. I know in the past I talked about it was actually from Tricks of the Podcasting Masters, a tip on using the library to promote your podcast. And we talked about putting CDs in the back of books, and it actually caused a bit of controversy. But I've got a better one. And I've actually got a link. There's sites like brochures.com or PS Print. I, again, started school this week. It's what I'm doing is I've been teaching technology for about 15 years, and I've done that through being promoted and things like that. I've just been doing teaching for years. And after working for a friend last year that did not work out correctly, I've decided to take this year to actually go back and get an actual teaching degree. So it's going to take me a little bit of time, but I've still got the School of Podcasting, still offering all the podcasting coaching that I've been doing since the site opened. So don't worry about that. But I'm just going back to get a piece of paper. But here's the thing. I went and I bought my books, and I was really surprised that the bookstore did not have any bookmarks. And I thought about this, and I was like, And I looked it up, and you can actually get anywhere from 500 to 1,000 bookmarks. And this is for anywhere from $60 to $94, something like that. So again, not cheap, but trust me, I once ordered 1,000 postcards to promote a podcast of mine. 1,000 postcards is a lot. So 1,000 bookmarks is a lot. And here's the thing I liked about bookmarks, because I finally found one. I had to go to like 3 different bookstores at my college before I found one. And I look at that bookmark every day. I'm constantly moving it. Okay, now I'm reading chapter 2. I take it out. I move it into chapter 3. I'm constantly looking at this bookmark. So it's a good billboard, and it's dirt cheap. And if your target market, and that's the key here, is, so for instance, if you did a podcast about World War II stories, chances are the college market would not be your target market, because those are all young whippersnappers, and your target market might be people that are slightly older than that. Not to say that young people aren't interested in history, but you get my point. So if your target market is someplace where a college graduate or a college student would appreciate it, maybe you're doing music or emo music or things like that, why not just make a quick, you know, and the bookmark could simply be your URL. You might want to get a little more descriptive, maybe have some sort of tagline. For instance, the School of Podcasting, you know, I've had taglines like, because you deserve to be famous, you know, theschoolofpodcasting.com, helping you get your point across. You know, you have some sort of tagline, little marketing blurb on your bookmark as well. But it just hit me over and over and over that, A, bookmarks are cheap, and if your target market is in a bookstore, definitely pretty handy. So I know I've kind of mentioned that in the past, but after this week in the bookstore and the fact that I put out $521 for books, and from what I understand, that's cheap. Yikes. And I didn't even get a free bookmark. I did get a free planner, but I did not get a free bookmark. And I thought, you know what, there's a need there. So I am actually going to go order some bookmarks and put that in the bookstore for next semester. So next up, we have our last five in five. In theory, conducting your meetings over the internet is a great idea. You can save a bundle on business travel and still keep far-flung clients and employees engaged and up to speed. Problem is, well, web conferencing can be expensive and incredibly difficult to set up and use. But we've got great news. GoToMeeting has totally revolutionized web conferencing technology. Brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, GoToMeeting makes online meetings easy and affordable. If you've tried another online meeting service before, you'll be amazed at the difference. With GoToMeeting, you can present, demonstrate, and collaborate with anyone in the world, anytime, anywhere. All you need is a PC with an internet connection. Take a free trial of GoToMeeting today and get unlimited meetings for 45 days. You don't even need a credit card. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, Try It Free button, promo code PODCAST. Try GoToMeeting free today. I've had people ask me, how did I go about getting the sponsorship from GoToMeeting.com? That is through the Blueberry Network, where you can find the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. That's BlueBrry.com, because they're so Web 2.0. But that's how I got that sponsorship, and so far, working out okay. Anyway, let's get to our last five and five. This is from Steve from the LifeSpring podcast.
All right. I'm here with Steve from LifeSpring. Where can we find your podcast?
LifeSpringPodcast.com.
There you go. Now, are you ready?
I'm ready.
What were the last five podcasts you listened to or watched?
Well, I know that Griddle Cakes was one of the last ones.
Griddle Cakes.
And the M Show, for sure.
Okay. Way okay. to suck up to your friends. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the truth.
Yeah, it is the truth. Let's see. I have to admit to Happy Tree Friends.
I've never heard of Happy Tree Friends. What is Happy Tree Friends?
It's a cartoon. But at the beginning it says, do not let small children watch this.
Ah.
It's graphically violent, but they're very funny.
All right.
And I can't tell you what the website is on that, but it's Happy Tree Friends. And let's see, Geek Brief, I watched that.
All right, that's four.
And let's see, one more, what was the, another, I think probably, yeah, Your Wedding Your Way with Leanne Webb. That was it. She's learning how to promote.
All right.
Yeah.
Now,
yes.
Tell us a little bit about your podcast.
LifeSpring Podcast was actually the first Christian podcast that was all podcast. When I started mine, there were about four or five other religious podcasts, but they were all sermons that were being repurposed. Mine was the first Christian podcast that was a podcast from the ground up. It's on about once a week is when I put it out. Put it out late on Monday night, early Tuesday morning. Each show is between 20 and 40 minutes long. I play PodSafe music, some of it Christian, some of it not. But I do it. I do the show for people that are curious about God. I don't use a lot of Christian code words. Yeah, I make it very accessible for people that aren't believers and who are just curious about the whole God question.
There you go.
There you go.
You're off the hot seat.
Oh, cool.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Hi, this is Steve Webb, host of LifeSpring. What will you find here? Well, you'll find music, conversation, and reasons to believe. Jesus said, "Whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Listen up. It doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter your age, your sex, your station in life. Jesus said, "Who do you say that I am?" LifeSpring is about answering that question and the question of how and why the answer can and does affect your life today. Come on by and check out the show at LifespringPodcast.com. That's LifespringPodcast.com. I'm Steve Webb, and I'll see you there.
All right, thanks again, Steve. Check that out. I don't know about you, but I'm going to go check out the LifeSpring Podcast at LifespringPodcast.com. Sounds interesting. And I also want to say hey to Mark Howson. Mark, along with Marcus Couch, were the only two people that noticed that if you go back and listen to my last show, I introduced it as blah, 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 here's what's coming on from the Musician's Cooler. Yeah. So I was completely lost on which podcast I was doing. I went on and did the school podcasting, but I do a couple podcasts, and apparently I was confused. And that's why I always say listen to your podcast before you upload them. Now, the bad news is I did, and I still didn't catch it. I do the trick. If you go into... Let me tell you how to do this. This is a fun trip. If you're using a Windows PC machine, if you go into Tools, hold on a second. It is under, I'll find it, because they just hid this. Tools, nope. Oh, doggone it. Oh, under View, now playing options, nope. Under, here we go, under View, Enhancements, Play Speed Settings. You can actually play your podcast back. Like, I usually play mine back at, like, 1.8, which is almost double the speed. So you can listen to it twice as fast. And I usually listen to it as I'm uploading it, praying that there were no mistakes. But unfortunately, though, if there is a mistake, you got to be really alert. Otherwise, you won't catch it. So there you go. Thanks to Mark and thanks to Marcus. Marcus, of course, is of The Scene Zine. Check him out, thescenezine.com. And Mark, you didn't tell me what you're... Of course, you didn't put it there. But Mark, if you got a podcast... feel free to send me over a promo. I appreciate you taking the time to go, Dave, what the heck? But hey, that's going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Of course, all those last five and five, those will be out at our show notes. Our show notes, of course, schoolofpodcasting.net. Now, if you'd like to take advantage of the schoolofpodcasting.com and our podcast coaching services, our meaning mine, feel free to go on over to schoolofpodcasting.com. Hundreds of resources, hours of tutorials, and little old me to help you get going in the right direction. Quit wasting all your time doing those Google searches. And likewise, I'll have a link to the different places I'm looking at to get my bookmarks made if you'd like to get some yourself. But until then, thank you again very much for tuning in. I'm also, I should probably pimp this as well. I also do Today in Podcasting with Rob Walsh from Podcast 411 and Gary Leland from Podcast Pickle. You can check that out today in podcasting.com. If you're interested in all things Dave, go to The Podcast Freak. Yeah, I know. That was one of the few URLs with podcast in it that wasn't taken. You can check that out. But thanks for tuning in. And until we meet again, everybody, hang in there, and class is dismissed.